You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are visiting with Orinthia Ricketts, a leading representative with Avon, the leading social selling beauty company in North America. Orinthia, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me, Eric. I'm really excited to be here.
And you're most welcome, and certainly looking forward to hearing from you today. So, if you would, tell us how you got involved with Avon and what inspired you to become a representative. That's a good place to start.
Well, Eric, I started with Avon back in 2007, and I started simply because I wanted to earn an extra $100 outside of my family budget to support my love of shoes. I have a little shoe habit that I just didn't want to have that conversation with my husband about, you know, going to Nordstrom or DSW to buy shoes. So I started to look around the direct selling industry and really wanted to find a company that had brand recognition so I wouldn't have to explain the brand, wouldn't have to do home parties or anything that would take me away from my family, and one that appealed to a very broad audience. And I knew about Avon before because my mom used to sell Avon. And when I really looked at, you know, what the company stood for and the company history, you know, they have a long, over 130-year-old history. Avon was a logical choice. And I looked at, you know, what Avon was really doing in the community. And one thing that was very important to me is that the company was doing a lot of work with a group of people that I'm very passionate about, women. The Avon domestic violence campaign and the breast cancer work was really like the catalyst that says, all right, this is the company for you. So I started that, and it was going well. And shortly thereafter, I lost my corporate job. And I looked at the business model, and it made sense, and I decided to pursue my Avon business full-time. And here I am.
You made some great points on your reasoning for choosing Avon into becoming a representative. Good stuff there. Now, how did you effectively network and grow your business into what it has become today?
Well, when I started the business, I did it the old-fashioned way. At that time, I wasn't on social media. I wasn't doing any of that. I basically decided that I wanted to let everyone within a five-block radius of my house know who I was and what I was doing, because if I can't sell to my own community, who am I going to sell to? So I basically went around my community and knocked on doors, hung brochures on people's doors to let them know who I was. And at that time, I perceived myself as Orinthia Ricketts, Avon Rep Extraordinaire. And over time, with referrals and just providing stellar customer service to my customers, my business really started to grow and started to grow at a really fast rate. So I was like, okay, this Avon thing is working out. And, you know, my husband started paying attention. Like, oh, there's real money being made here. So it was really really started at the bottom and started to build my way up.
Tell us, Orinthia, changing pages, if you will, what does being a beauty boss mean to you?
A beauty boss, that is such a complex term when you really think about it. But being a beauty boss means to me that I get to look beautiful, get to look pretty, and also help others to look beautiful at the same time. And it also means to me that I get to earn a living while I'm doing that and also having the freedom to do those things that I really want to do. I love to travel, love to spend time with my family, and being that beauty boss, earning that living, has given me the time and the financial resources to travel and do other things that I love to do. I also get to participate in my community a lot more. I do some outreach with the seniors, with youth and with children, and with seniors, youth, and at-risk women. And I find that that work is what really feeds my spirit. And I feel that being a beauty boss has enabled me the time and the resources to participate in these type of activities.
And nothing more important than being in control of your destiny and time as well. Today, we're joined by Arinthia Ricketts, a leading representative with Avon, the leading social selling beauty company in North America, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, tell us, what are some tips you would give to aspiring female entrepreneurs out there tuning in?
Well, the first thing I would say is, especially as a female, because we juggle family, career, marriages, businesses, different things, understand that you can do all these things. You can. It is definitely a juggling act, but you can. But the one of the main things I would say, be true to who you are. Know who you are. Play to your strengths. And, you know, contrary to a lot of advice that's out there, stay in your lane. Know what you do best and do it. The other thing that I've done that's helped me to grow is to create a very clear, vivid picture of what you want your life to look like. Don't pattern your life after anybody else's life. Create a clear picture of what you want your life to look like. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Look at your picture and keep that in the forefront at all times. Stay focused. And also, be intentional about what you do. You start your day, decide how you're going to spend your time, who you're going to spend it with, and what you're going to spend it doing. And over and above everything else, dream really, really big. Those are the tips that I've used to kind of take my life in the direction of my dreams, and so far it's working out really well.
And good for you on that. Now, lastly, you're writing a book to share your journey with others. What should readers expect from this, and what do you hope they take out of the book as well?
Well, my book project is has been kind of bubbling under the surface now for a few years, and I decided, you know what, no time like the present. So I really started to put in some time and some writing and, you know, really work at it. And the book is entitled Poised, Polished, and Powerful, 20 Tips to Supercharge Your Life. And basically what it does, it talks about my journey. I share some of my stories, some funny and some not so funny. And it really provides tips and real actionable strategies to, you know, go inside, harness your own personal power, embrace it, and use it to create and to live your best life, the life of your dreams. Because too many of us kind of get into the routine, you know, you do what your parents tell you, you go to school, you get that education, you get that job, and you just kind of get on that hamster wheel. And after, you know, 20, 30 years, you realize you really weren't doing what you were supposed to be doing or what you really wanted to do. So I encourage women through this book, or not just women, people, to really look at what you want your life to be. We live in the greatest age, you know, of technology, where, you know, you can run a business from your living room if you want to, and using the technologies and, you know, your personal power, you can create that best life that you want, that you dream of. So the book will, you know, delve into some real tips and strategies to do that. I'm very proud of the project, and should be coming out this summer.
Arinthia, we certainly do appreciate your joining us here today. Really nice to have met you, and I'm sure you've been an inspiration to those tuning in today. Where can listeners get all the details on how they could become an Avon representative, and also how they could be in touch with you as well?
They can go to www.youravon.com, and I can be reached on social media at I'm Arinthia on Instagram, or arinthiarickets.com. Lots of information out there, but the main website is www.youravon.com, and you'll be able to get all the information you need there.
Again, Arinthia, thanks for your time. All the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Arinthia Ricketts, a leading representative with Avon, the leading social selling beauty company in North America. And to learn more about becoming an Avon representative yourself, visit youravon.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7. Around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.